that look okay?
You're breathing loud enough.
You know, I have some chest congestion.
Well, while it seems like other elite celebrity entertainers have other elite celebrity entertainers on their podcast, here I am in my mom's kitchen at her table, sitting with my mom.
At Christmas, having hot chocolate.
We don't try to talk over the "let's go" part of the intro, do we? Hey, I'm Vaughn Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
This is Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Which I'm beginning to think I should have titled it, I Do a Podcast with My Mom. Because when I tell people about it, I go, I do a podcast with my mom. Oh, what's it called? Even My Mom Has a Podcast. But I do a podcast with my mom. What's it called? I just told you. Like, there you go, right?
Do you think people remember that it's called Even My Mom Has a Podcast?
Maybe.
I hope so.
All right. I hope so, too. So, lots going on this week. We've been getting ready for the Christmasing.
Christmas is, what, 2 days away? Tomorrow's Christmas Eve.
Because somebody had to make cookies and take up all the time.
Tomorrow's the day before Christmas Eve. Then there's Christmas Eve. Then there's Christmas.
All right. What's the day before Christmas Eve called?
Christmas Eve.
Festivus.
Tomorrow's Festivus. Oh, no.
Airing of the grievances.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. Okay.
In front of the relatives.
All right. We have hot chocolate. You're drinking yours. Mine was made before yours, so mine should be cool enough for me to drink, but
tastes
I don't think so.
Really good. We put a peppermint stick in there, then it dissolved. It's good.
Not tasting a lot of peppermint, are you?
I can taste the peppermint. Tastes good.
Some of it.
It's a Starbucks hot chocolate.
Oh, we were supposed to have fudge and cookies also, but we don't have those out.
Well, I have fudge. There's cookie right there.
It's not within arm reach.
I think hot chocolate's enough.
Okay. What else is happening this week with you?
I don't know. I've been busy getting stuff ready for our cruise in a month. That's our Christmas present.
Well, a couple nights ago, went by in the backyard.
Yeah. It was late.
And the train whistled, and then I heard a bunch of, I'm saying it's wolf pups.
There's
Everybody else is saying it's coyotes.
It's coyote. We live in Kansas. We don't have wolves.
We have falcons. We have owls. We've had deer. We've had foxes.
They released wolves in Rocky Mountain National. I think, well, they released wolves in Colorado recently.
But you don't want them to be wolves because you can't say wolves. They released wolves?
Sorry, I'm slurping my coffee, my cocoa, hot chocolate.
Well, I was wondering, do you maybe have any news for us?
I do. In Wichita, Kansas, we have a new little baby. It's a little baby pygmy hippopotamus, and he was born at
zoo.
No, it's not the zoo. He was born at Tanganyika Wildlife Park, which is here in Wichita, Kansas. And it's so cute. Of course, my husband thinks any baby is cute, but this is really a cute little baby.
I disagree.
Pygmy hippopotamus.
Humans have the ugliest babies.
No, they don't. There's some really cute.
Everything else, puppies are adorable, kittens are good, even a hippopotamus as a baby isn't ugly. Elephants, not super cool looking as babies.
But they're cute when they start walking.
But humans, there is no good looking baby human. They all look hideous.
Well, you and your brother both look like Yoda. Literally. I mean, I could.
Well, Tyler had a bit of a cone head for a number
of years. Well, he had a cone head,
but
you looked like Yoda.
He had a cone head because evidently there was a malfunction with the suction cup. He used to yank him out.
Don't talk about that.
And stretched his skull.
Just hurts me to talk about that. Anyway, so that they were playing the story on the news locally. They were playing the song, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. And my husband said, did you know the story behind that song? And I hadn't heard it. And in Oklahoma City, there was a girl I think she was 9 years old when she recorded this song in 1953. And her name was Gayla Peavy. And she was even on the Ed Sullivan Show during that time. So it became a pretty popular hit. And then the Oklahoma City Zoo at that time didn't have hippopotamus. So they said, hey, this is a big hit. So they had a fundraiser kind of based on this song. And they said, you know, let's get a hippopotamus for Gayla, for Peavy, Christmas, and of course, with the agreement that she would give it to the Oklahoma City Zoo. And they raised enough money, and they got a hippopotamus, and she donated it to the zoo. Isn't that cool?
I for some reason, I thought it might have had something to do with Oklahoma City Zoo, but I knew that they had an elephant they'd gotten in the 50s, so I didn't know about a hippopotamus for that purpose.
I think that's really neat. And she, in the song, if you listen to it, everybody should listen to it. She even kind of ad-libbed. The guy that wrote it, it was kind of clever little lyrics, but the guy that wrote it didn't, she kind of ad-libbed and called it a hippopotamus. She added extra S's to the end. It was really cute.
Okay, so I've got some news to go through.
Okay.
All right, so Bird Electric Scooter Company files for bankruptcy.
I know. We had those here in town.
We had
didn't
the
we?
Bird in town.
In Derby.
This was, might have started just before lockdown, maybe. Something
yeah, they
like
have
that.
Them in Kansas City too. We saw them in Kansas City too.
I told you we needed to get on them. I also said, what are they doing here? There is no tourism, there is no foot traffic. It doesn't make any sense.
I saw a couple.
It cost
people
a lot
ride
of money.
Them. Yeah, I saw a couple.
You want to hop on a scooter for like a $12 ride to go down a sidewalk, like a bike path on a sidewalk next
in
to
a neighborhood?
The model doesn't work.
No,
in France, they complain that these things cause a lot of traffic injuries.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
These people get on the sidewalk with this stuff. They hit pedestrians.
Ow!
They cause problems with cars going across. It just, nothing ever works out. The electric scooter thing is pretty much dead at this point, at least as far as the rental dynamic of it. Like,
yeah.
How can we,
did you hear what
how can we loan out, you know, public scooters in a way? It just doesn't work out.
Right. And also, I heard that they went in the stock exchange and they misreported what the company, the value of the company. So they're in big trouble.
Oh, yeah. That's... There's ways to cook the books until you actually have to have the books public because you want to be publicly traded. Then that's when things get bad for you.
Better not cook the books.
See, I tell people that the key to Facebook is they created a scenario in which it was easy for people to have bots create accounts. So you didn't have that many real people on Facebook.
Oh.
So then they could lie about the numbers and then go public based on not actually making any revenue, but just the prospect of here's a lot of information we can sell. Look at all the users we have.
Right.
But not every company can get away with that. They have to show profits instead of users. Mm-hmm. But so many of these tech platforms want to just say users, hey, look at all the user growth we just made up to drive the price up. There's no laws against lying about user data.
Well, there probably will be in the future. They just laws
why would
have
there probably will be when they can afford the lobbyists to stop that from happening?
Well, that's true, but you've got to catch up one of these days.
Some other interesting news. A vase, or do we say vase around here?
In our house, we say vase.
All right. Was bought at Goodwill for $3.99.
Yeah.
Sold for $107,100.
It was Murano glass, too, which I am amazed that that was...
Looking
worth
at
that much.
It, I probably could have been tricked into thinking this wasn't anything particularly special. It kind of just looks like 70s house drinkware to me.
I thought it looked like a regular glass jug. I mean,
it looks almost like something someone picked up at Denny's and brought home.
A wine bottle or something, special wine bottle.
Yeah, so that would have escaped me.
Not me. I collect all kinds of stuff.
You would have bought it not thinking it was expensive just because you thought it looked neat.
Yeah, I would
well,
have.
That looks neat.
Yeah, we need that.
Hermes heir bid to adopt his 51-year-old gardener sparks battle with charity he founded.
We should adopt somebody.
So this guy inherited a fashion label.
We need to be adopted.
This guy inherited a fashion label. And he said, you know what, I started this foundation. That's what all the rich people do, so that they can spend their money the way they want
and
without
not pay
being
taxes.
Taxed. Yep. Mm-hmm. So he did that, and he said, when I die, I'm giving all my money to basically myself. And the fashion people's charity, they're like, yeah, this is a cool idea. We're going to make more money. You know, something happened, and it looks like I have to get a pay increase as the CEO of this charity. You know, something like that, right?
Right.
Well, now he decided he wants to adopt his 51-year-old gardener. And then that guy also has a family. And so this guy's going to become a billionaire for being the guy's gardener. The charity is like, I object. We're a charity, and charities are benevolent, you know? So there you go. What do you think? Where does C. Ruth, mom, weigh in on this. Seaworth being your fashion label also.
I wish I had a fashion label. When I was a little girl, I wanted to be a fashion designer.
The key to fashion, I figured it out. You have to have a name, like the brand has to be easily mispronounced. That way, people feel like they're in the in if they know how to pronounce it. So, like, I thought if I had a band, it would be the letter A, just the letter A, but you'd pronounce it B. So people would probably say A pronounced B.
Or A, formerly known as a B.
But the trick is only if you were in would you know that's pronounced B.
There you go.
That's the way fashion works.
Yep.
We have all the eau de toilette, Yves Saint Vianne, whatever, you know, Lenny Kravitz in the ad, right?
Yeah.
You got to have it set up so that people are like, oh, I didn't know that's how it's pronounced. Okay,
that's
glad
right.
I saw that ad. That's the trick. Do you think this guy should be able to adopt his 51-year-old adult gardener? It's really his way of trying to get around a loophole so that he can have it and someone inherit the money, really.
Well, basically, a former president of us, I think he's adopted quite a few people.
Adopted people?
Adopted his lawyers and sending their kids to school.
I don't think that this is an adoption thing, but this is an inheritance. You know, when the guy dies, my gardener gets all the money.
The gardener has an agreement. He has to give it back to him or something.
When he's dead, his money goes to the gardener.
Well, maybe the gardener is a really nice guy.
And gives it back to the corpse? What do you mean? What do you mean gives it back to him?
Well, he gives it back to his people that survive him, like his kids and his grandkids.
The guy doesn't have any kids or nothing. That's why he's giving it to his gardener.
Then give it to the gardener. You can give it to anybody you want to give it to.
Okay. Also, a fashion influencer has been fined $1 million after misleading claims that proceeds would go to a charity. So, hey, I'm going to make this cake, and you're going to bid on it, and the proceeds go to the charity, except maybe not really. But we wanted to say it looked like charity so that you guys would bid on it. Maybe. Does that sound cool to you?
No, that sounds sneaky.
Yeah. So she's Italian, and so she'll probably get away with that, I'm guessing. That's just
my
guess.
They might have rules in Italy about that, Italia.
Also, now, this is the coolest news story of the last week.
Okay.
I'm kind of glad we put this off because this came out yesterday. It sounds unbelievable.
What is it?
18-year-old Grand Theft Auto 6 hacker ordered to life in hospital prison over leaked clips and other hacks.
No way.
This guy evidently is the greatest hacker on earth, okay? Uh-huh. And he's somewhere in the UK, okay? So he's a teenager, and he's under police custody, police supervision, living in a motel or something like this, okay? With police supervision.
How old is he?
He's 18. So he's already basically under surveillance because he's that dangerous with a keyboard, okay?
Yeah, but he's an adult.
Using an Amazon Fire TV stick and a phone, hacks into the Rockstar Games website and releases the Grand Theft Auto footage early. That's how it came out early.
This guy, pretty smart.
It sounds... So then they're sentencing him, and they must have some different laws over in the UK because I don't think you get life in prison. Well, you certainly don't get lice in prison, but you can get bed bugs.
Yeah, you would get lice. You could get lice in prison, too.
Well... He's been sentenced to essentially a life, call it an indefinite sentence in a hospital.
Well, could they consider him mentally ill?
I suppose.
He can't help himself.
Because he admitted that he would just go back to hacking when given the opportunity.
It sounds like sex offenders.
So it does seem like mentally deranged if one is admitting to this during you're about to get away with it. But judge, no, seriously, I'll just do some more hacking. You better lock me up. I'm too dangerous. So that's kind of amazing. We'll probably see some kind of documentary, and then Leonardo DiCaprio will be in the movie, right? So that sounds kind of hard to believe, but that's a possibility. There was a movie in 1995.
This should be a good movie.
There was a movie similar to this.
Okay.
Called Hackers, okay? It stars Johnny Lee Miller as the hacker, but he plays an American, and it's from 1995. This is, I think, the first major film with Angelina Jolie.
Is Johnny Lee Miller the guy that played on
Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, okay.
The is it?
It's amazing. I know his name, right? That's pretty cool.
Was it called Holmes or Watson or I'm trying to remember. But anyway, you know, with Sherlock. Lucy Liu,
it's right? called Sherlock, right?
Elementary.
Elementary. That's right, my dear Watson.
So he's a hacker. He was sentenced to similar sort of stuff. He was like too dangerous, you know, things like this. But then when he becomes like 17, he gets out and then has to go to high school and he hangs out with other hackers. And the movie takes a lot of liberties with the concept of hacking. And because this is in 1995, and I'm thinking they must have assumed that most people watching the movie would not be that familiar with computers and the internet. So a lot of times in movies from the mid-90s, the internet's very much a living area that one goes to. You have to, like, virtual reality swim through it, essentially, in order to
it's all over my
get
head.
Through the hacking. Yeah, so things like that happen in this movie. But it is very similar to what happened to this kid here. So I thought that was a pretty wild story.
It is.
It came to my attention late that there is a Beverly Hills Cop 4, evidently.
Yeah.
And I thought we would watch the trailer for that. Does that sound like a good idea?
Yeah, and then I told him, my favorite one was the one where they sing Roxanne. And I had the wrong movie.
That would be 48 Hours.
Yeah.
So let's watch a little bit of Beverly Hills Cop. How does that sound?
Okay. Is this number 3 or 4?
3 took place at a theme park.
Oh, sorry. 4.
I almost admire you. Still on these streets, running and cutting. I'm just amazed.
I'm guessing Kevin Bacon's the bad guy.
I don't see him as a bad guy.
All right, so we got a remix of the Axel F theme.
Work your ass out there, okay?
I'm gonna be fine.
Evidently, Paul Reiser's the boss now.
Oh, he still has the same jacket.
You ever read your own? He only got the jacket in the second movie. He had a hoodie in the first film. A lot.
Please tell me you didn't get arrested again.
Twice, but I broke out.
We put our lives on the line. Every day. And for what?
Comes with the job if you're doing it right.
Yeah, babe!
Axel. Holy.
Axel.
There's Bronson Pinchot and Serge.
So how many people have you pissed off so far?
Well, I haven't pissed off
anybody. Oh, look, it's the gang.
50-50.
50-50.
Is it that high?
So far.
Yeah. Wow.
You think it'll be popular? I think that they usually always are.
I've got questions. All right, it says this film is not yet rated. It almost would make you think it was a streaming series, almost. One would almost think. But so the name of it, surely they're changing the name of it. Beverly Hills Cop Axel F, that's the name of the movie?
Well, his name's Axel Foley.
Okay, it's weird enough that the theme song is called Axel F. I think that's an odd name for a theme song.
I think it's a good name for the show.
Okay, but couldn't they just call it like Axel Foley? Like, it seems weird if we were going with numbers. Beverly Hills Cop, Beverly Hills Cop 2, Beverly Hills Cop 3. And then, well, let's drop the number thing.
Were they using numbers before?
Yes.
Okay, well, it needs to be 4 then.
All right, also, so the plot line, it says he has to come back to Beverly Hills. He doesn't come back. He comes back to Beverly Hills after the death of an old friend, who I think his name's Ronnie Cox, the bad guy from RoboCop, you know, the guy that, like, falls out the window at the end because he got fired, and then RoboCop shoots him, and his arms that look funny because he becomes claymation for a second. It's probably the worst part of the movie. They could easily fix this in post today. He was in the first Beverly Hills Cop. He got shot in Beverly Hills Cop Part 2. I don't think he was in Part 3. But I'm thinking his character died, so he has to go there for the funeral. There's some kind of uncover something, right? You know,
probably.
Something like that.
Most likely.
What Axel Foley has as his superpower, what makes him a good cop, is his way to kind of BS his way through a situation. He'll run into an area and he'll claim that he is the inspector and start waving a badge so that no one can see it.
He is Eddie Murphy, though.
Eddie Murphy's up the situation to gain access.
Yeah.
That is an intrinsic part of the Beverly Hills Cop experience. Now,
yeah, that's
it looks,
what makes it entertaining.
It looks like generic, there's going to be some shootout, whatever, okay?
Going to be a bad guy.
But I'm hoping he gets those moments where he's just has to, like, lie and then
get
access to some passwords or something, okay? Surely. So, is it time for a little game?
Sure.
A little game I like to call...
I am so good at this game. I'm winning.
These are not the words I would use, but you've been on a bit of a hot streak. Let's see if we can throw you off, okay?
Okay.
So as this train goes by in the background, don't know if we're picking that up.
Probably.
Theme for this week, these are songs about people.
Okay.
Songs about actual people, okay?
All right.
All right, so you're going to tell me if the person from the song is still alive or not.
From
Rosanna by Toto.
How do I know Rosanna, that it was written about somebody?
Yeah. Now, and I'm going to tell you who it was written about.
Okay, tell
just
me
in case.
Who it was written about. Who's
all right,
Rosanna
by Toto. You know that song?
Yes.
It's about Rosanna Arquette. You know who that is?
Yeah.
She's an actress?
Yes.
She was not in Beverly Hills Cop.
I know. Yes, okay. I think she's still alive.
You think she's still alive?
I think.
Rosanna Arquette is...
good.
Still alive. Now, she did have a brother that became a sister that died.
Right, right.
Okay, so that might have thrown you off. Here's one. I'm not sure if you've heard of this song. It's not real popular. Hey, Jude.
Yes, don't let me down.
It's about Julian Lennon, and he had a hit song.
Well, Julian
is a guy.
It's much
too late for goodbye. Okay, so is Julian Lennon dead or alive?
He's alive.
Really?
Yes.
Well, Julian Lennon is
alive.
I think I didn't actually look it up. I'm assuming he's still
alive.
Okay. All right. Now here's a song. Let's see if I can kind of hum it for you. Boom, 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 boom. My Sharona.
Okay. Who's Sharona?
The girlfriend of the guy singing the song at the time. Her name's Sharona Alperin.
How would I know her?
Well, she is dead or alive. So this is a song from 1979, I believe.
I say she's no longer with us.
Sharona is... still alive.
Okay.
She is a real estate agent in the Los Angeles area.
Sorry, Sharona. I had no idea. I just, 50-50 there.
I think she was pretty young, like maybe 15 or something when the song was written about her, like pretty much on the young side. So she's not super crazy old or nothing by those regards. Now, here's a Lady Gaga song.
Lady Gaga?
Yeah, well, Jimmy Fallon pronounces it Gaga. Donatella, about Donatella Versace. You know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
I think Lady Gaga played her in a movie.
She's still alive.
Donatella Versace is...
alive.
Alive.
Good going, Mom. Three. Right.
All right, so there's a song by Plain White Tees called Hey There, Delilah. About Delilah De Crescenzo, a cross-country runner. Is Delilah dead or alive?
She's dead.
Delilah is...
oops, she's alive.
Nobody was dead because it's Christmas.
It. Oh, and I'm so glad.
We didn't want to be extra morbid for Christmas.
That's right.
Actually, I did that intentionally. I thought, as I was going through, I'm like, wait a minute. Did I mess up and make them all alive? But at least you got two of them wrong.
Yeah, I thought I got two of them right. I got three right and two wrong. Good game.
Good game. That's what people say when they win in Overwatch 2. They type in GG.
Well, that's
game.
What you guys used to do when after the game we play your little soccer games and you line up and
they
you all
are
say, good
more
game,
than
good game.
Okay, so in online games... when you have teammates to throw under the bus, you have to throw them under the bus.
That's the
way society has been crafted. You say good game when you win, and you say support diff, damage diff, diff whatever, diffs
what's
when
diff?
You lose. difference.
Oh, okay.
Like, oh, well, you guys had all the good support players. No wonder mine are over here are dog water. So there you go.
Okay, there you go. All right, you ready for my quote?
I suppose.
Okay, I have a good one. I looked for a Christmas quote. Okay, I love my family, but family... I love my family, but my family, they're the type of people that never let you forget anything you ever did. Sounds like my family. I was in the first grade Christmas play. I dropped the baby Jesus. They still talk about this. I go to my family reunion, and one of my cousins just had a baby. So I'm, okay, that's cute little baby. Let me hold the baby. And my aunt runs over. Don't you give her that baby. You know she dropped baby Jesus. Who do you think that is? Of course, it's a female.
Yeah, well, at first I was thinking it could be Louis Anderson.
Kind of sounds like
then,
him.
But then maybe not so much after the she dropped baby Jesus.
She dropped the baby Jesus.
And this is a comedian or maybe an actress?
It's a comedian.
How many women comedians are there that you could possibly know of?
Well, I kind of like her. She's kind of funny. It was kind of unique. When I found the quote, she had on a jacket that was. I have a jacket just like it, but mine's like a coral, and hers was white.
Okay, so she's old.
Probably she dresses like mom. She's probably my age.
Well, Ellen DeGeneres is your age, but it's not Ellen, right?
No, it's not Ellen.
She's probably your age.
Okay, she's Afro-American.
Whoopi Goldberg?
No. I need to find a quote from her. I like her. Oop, that was noisy.
You're telling me there's a black female comedian about your age.
You have one more guess.
Wanda Sykes?
Yes. Good job, son. That sounded like her, didn't it?
She might be a fair bit younger than you, but she...
Well, I apologize, Wanda, if you're not about my age. Sorry about that.
Well, hold on. Let's look that up.
I was just guessing that she might be close to my age. She might, 10 years younger than me.
64.
Okay, I'm 65. Hey, us girls have
no,
to stick together.
No, she's born in 64. She's 59.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Wanda.
All right. Well, I'm kind of glad I got that. The hints helped me. Definitely.
And I was born in 58. I'm an old lady.
Oh, before we wrap things up, I want to mention that I am kind of looking forward with, caution, the Netflix Axel F. movie, right?
Yeah, I think it's going to be good.
And they also, at some point, have to release a final season of Stranger Things. After that, it's going to be, subscription apocalypse over at Netflix as people cancel. I tried watching that Rebel Moon last night. I made some air-popped popcorn. I had the artificial butter. I had the good butter. I had the Reese's Pieces put in there. It was trash.
Uh-oh.
It was so insanely bad. I stopped after an hour. And look, it's one thing for it to be tropey with, okay, so all the white guy, the white force in the future, they dress like Nazis. They must be the bad guy, and they're going to assault this girl. But then this other girl shows up, and she has all the kick butt abilities. And that's one thing, right? To shoot the movie with broken lenses that
Seriously?
Seem to have grease smeared on them, and then I almost think, okay, so here's the thing. This director, very hit or miss with his stuff. His magnum opus is Justice League, particularly the Zack Snyder cut. It's long and it's presented almost like a streaming series in chapters, okay? It's on HBO Max. You don't get to watch it. Don't worry, you'd be confused, okay?
Yes.
After that, 300 is okay. A lot of people like his Dawn of the Dead remake. I don't. It's just Hollywood cash grab on the... trying to ride the zombie wave started with 28 Days Later the year before. Then it is a straight chasm to bizarre land with the rest of his stuff, okay? At some point, he made another zombie movie called Army of the Dead. It's a zombie heist movie, like Zombie Ocean's 11. And he thought it would be a cool idea to shoot it with cracked lenses because, well, it fits in with the world where it's post-apocalyptic. Everything's broken, right? So you wouldn't be able to find any clean glass to shoot a movie with. Why don't we shoot with broken glass, right?
Oh, you think that's why he did that?
So aside from using a ton of slow motion to stretch out running times, he also thinks now he needs to shoot things with broken glass.
Gosh.
And that is what we've ended up with. In addition to this, now we're not paying for the premium tier of Netflix. We're paying enough already as is for ad-free. Premium, it's well beyond $20 if you want to get 4K. I think Netflix is purposely sandbagging the bit rate so to try to convince you, oh, well, this looks like trash because you're not paying for the 4K. It looks like something bootleg off of a VHS uploaded to YouTube in 2007.
Well, hope this doesn't catch on.
The compression is so bad. It looks like you're watching something with soup smeared over your eyes.
Oh, man.
And it's bad enough that everything is just so trope. We've been here, done this before. They bill this as, well, it's like Netflix's attempt at Star Wars. No, it's more like Dune with the plot of Seven Samurai. Tropes and cliches, no sense of humor, and it looks so bad. I posted on Reddit about this immediately, like, hey, what's the deal with this? Something's wrong with the picture. They upload the wrong quality file. Is it just me? Other people say, no, I thought there was something wrong with my projector. I had to take the thing down and see if there's something wrong with the lens or change out the bulbs. I thought the same thing over here. I'm like, look, if you're going to watch this, you're going to have to watch this on your phone so that it might mitigate the quality, but with the picture being small. That's where Netflix is right now. That's all I got to say about that.
That's a sad state of affairs.
Yeah, so I guess we're going to go... Well, we're going to go see some family and drop off presents.
Then we're going to come home and have Christmas, and we're going to...
Was it turkey from Popeyes?
No, we're not doing that.
What? I thought there was a Popeyes catering turkey.
No, we thought about it, but we didn't get it because it's just going to be a small group of us. So we're going to have rouladen, which is a family tradition. It's German.
But you got to go. You got to make some more desserts right now. So we gotta wrap this up. Mm-hmm.
Making cream puffs. Bye bye now. And Merry Christmas.
All right, get to making the cream puffs. Go.
Okay.